Over 30 years of advice for your house, home, castle, or cabin.
Y'all have things you want to get done.
It's Rosie on the House.
Back in town, back in the studio. After a quick little trip up to the gorgeous White Mountains, I was just curious, had the colors started changing yet? And I can tell you, for those of you that are waiting for that weekend fall color drive, you probably have another week or two. It was at the very highest elevations, 8,000 feet and above. We were actually about 9,200 feet. The aspens were just beginning to yellow. And the leafometer, Flagstaff leafometer, is indicating that the needle is just beginning to come out of the green into the yellow. So we've got a couple weeks for you to plan your trip here, I think, for you to experience it. And I'll tell you, when we're talking about fire, one of the mixed blessings of a forest fire, and boy, we've certainly experienced our share of mixed blessings on forest fires over the last 20 years, is the Wallow Fire, largest fire in Arizona history. 500,000 acres, half a million acres in one fire that burned pretty much parallel with the New Mexico border from just above Safford, Morenci, all the way up to the Eager, Springerville area. Some of the most beautiful natural forests in all of Arizona. Horrible fire. Well, I can tell you what, after walking and hiking it for the last several days, there are more elk there now than there were before the fire. The reemergence of aspen trees is unbelievable. And one thing about an aspen tree is it is incredibly a lot more colorful than a Douglas fir. The aspen are the first tree that will come back after a fire. And Escadilla Peak, the whole route of Route 191, State Route 191. I mean, there are areas that you get out of the car. And I hike with my dogs. Your dogs can't even get through the stands of aspen trees. They are so thick, and they're all right about head high to 10 feet high. It's absolutely incredible. So for fall color this year, take it from Rosie. Take a look at your incident fire maps. Look at the fires that have occurred 8 to 10 to 15 years ago, and go drive those areas, because in the higher elevations, they're all going to be covered in aspen trees. Of course, the most beautiful tree in the world. As we move through from the summer to the winter through our fall season in Arizona, it is the tree that most often is identified with the fall color system. We're here to answer your questions about home improvement. We have been doing this for 33 years. You call the toll-free number 1-888-767-4348. Let us know what your location is in the state of Arizona, what you're trying to get done, and we'll put our experience to work to try and help you out, to eliminate the dilemma or the anxiety or the challenges that you may be experiencing in trying to remodel, repair, or maintain your house, home, castle, or cabin. In a recent survey, they listed 10 things that homeowners are most interested in when contemplating a kitchen remodel in the order of priority. What would you think the number one thing at not only Arizona but America homeowners want in their kitchen remodel?
It's going to be something probably obvious. A TV.
Well, a TV, entertainment in the kitchen breakfast area is one of them.
How about a faucet over the oven? So you can
pot filling.
Pot filling.
It's not one of the top 10, but it is one. It's growing fast. That's becoming very common. The number one in remodeling a kitchen that people want is a double sink. Because you have to remember, we didn't get to double sinks until about the 70s. And everybody prior to that had one large sink. Now, that's the number one thing people are looking for right now, a double side-by-side sink. But I will tell you, as a home remodeling contractor, there is a huge demand for giant, massive, farm-style, single basin sinks as well. And then a little garbage disposal mini sink next to that.
And you see a lot of those at the plumbing showroom.
Oh, they're beautiful.
They are.
Yeah. You can get them in porcelain. You can get them in stainless. You can get them in copper.
I like that.
They're big enough to take a bath in. I mean, you could, if you had your garbage disposal attached to it, you could fill it up with water, put your behind in there, turn the garbage disposal on, you have your own little sauna, your own little jacuzzi tub. They're that big.
I like the depth of them.
Yeah, I do. They eliminate so much splash because you have to dive halfway down in them to get everything out of them. But I see those farm sinks, large style country farm sinks, being more than just a trend. I think when people get them and live with them, they're going to find they're really a very, very convenient way to kitchen sink your utensils.
I like these new workstation kitchens sinks where you put they're fitted to put your cutting board over them or the draining basket, and it all goes together. You just set them in there, and you can configure it any way, and you can even put cutting boards all the way across, and then it becomes, and there are serving dishes, and it becomes your serving area as well, so you don't have to, it buys you more counter space.
It's like the toolbox of kitchen sinks.
Mm-hmm. It's awesome.
It has everything right there, the disposal, the strainers, the chopping block, the butcher block. So sinks. What do you think the second? Then I'm gonna get to Howard, who's got a call in from Casa Grande. But what would you think the second thing? Romy, when you come to my house, what's the first thing you or your kids do?
In the kitchen area?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know what it is.
Yeah.
They visit my pantry.
It's the walk-in. It's the walk-in pantry.
And without fail, my son-in-laws, my daughters, my grandkids, even my friends, if I don't have that door shut, everybody walks straight into it and just looks around.
And let's go visual shopping for what's available on the shelves. The walk-in pantry is the second most requested factor in kitchen remodeling. Let's see. Let's bring Howard into the conversation. He's calling from Casa Grande. We are here to answer homeowner questions as well as to overall educate you about your house. But we love interacting with our Arizona homeowners with questions. Mr. Howard, calling from Casa Grande. How can I help you, my friend?
Yes, I have nothing about pantries, but my toilet bowl, the water level keeps dropping. After about an hour, it drops about an inch. In about 3 hours, it goes down to about 2.5 inches, and it stays there.
You're talking about the bowl, not the tank.
The bowl.
Okay.
Not the tank.
Okay, and the tank, and it never refills that bowl?
No. After I flushed it, it goes up level, and then after about an hour, it's down about an inch, and about 2 hours and beyond, it's down about 2.5 inches.
Well, it will never drain completely, though, will it?
No.
Okay, Howard, hang on 1 second. This is going to be above my plumbing experience, but I want to try and get you an answer. So let's see if we can raise up one of the Rosie certified plumbers. And we call this a Rosie rescue line, a Rosie lifeline.
See if anyone from Brutinel Plumbing in Casa Grande's available to help us.
Let's see if we can get one of them on the line and talk to him. A bowl water level not holding. When you flush the toilet, of course, the tank fills up, but it's got a secondary hose that shoots down this filler tube, and that filler tube fills the bowl. It's filling up, but what would allow the bowl to drain other than some kind of a vacuum loss in the vent system? So it's your toilet problem is over my head, but don't hang up. It doesn't mean we're not going to try and get your question answered. Let me take us back to the kitchen remodeling. What did you have there? Third thing people want in kitchen remodeling. First, a double sink. Second, walk-in pantry. Third most desired item in a kitchen remodel is they would like table space for eating. That island, that peninsula, that little breakfast table. Just make sure there's enough room to accommodate a small, casual breakfast, quick lunch, easy dinner, as opposed to having to bring everything to the formal dining room, which has been all but eliminated from most floor plans today. So those are the top three things people are looking for. And I'll tell you, the number one thing, surprise, that people have when they call us about kitchen remodeling is the price. You're remodeling the most expensive room in your house. The master bathroom can almost per square foot be as expensive, but the kitchen, where you're piling in $10,000, $15,000, $20,000, $25,000 worth of appliances, $15,000, $20,000, or $25,000 worth of cabinets, $10,000 worth of countertops, is by square foot the most expensive room you can do. We tell people to expect a kitchen remove and replace to be something in the neighborhood of about $600 a square foot. If we take a look at your cabinets and we say we think this is going to be about a $10,000 to $15,000 cabinet package, you can multiply that number times 5 or 6. If you're going to spend $15 on cabinets, you're going to spend $75 to $90 to do the whole kitchen. So just a couple tips on kitchen remodeling. We're still trying to find us a plumber that can talk to Howard about why the water level in his toilet bowl continues to drop.